Floating on the thermals above the Isle of Britain, as we world leaders do, it struck me how small it looks, and how like a pound sign floating in the Atlantic. Flying higher into space, it looks as though it's being dragged inexorably, that's a good word, towards the big piggy bank shape of the United States of America. Spooky. And meanwhile, while feeling philosophical, I looked out at a busy town centre, queues of cars, kids trailing parents, parents trailing kids, small shops trying to survive, traffic wardens doing what they do best, and I wondered, what would it be like if you could just yell, "Stop!" and everything just ground to a halt? No shops, no cars, no noise, no jobs to go to, no TV, no radio, no news, just nothing apart from us. What would we do? How would we fill our time when all distractions are removed? Could we cope? Well, tomorrow we find out. I give you fair warning. I am going to yell stop sometime tomorrow. Yes, you have been warned.
Thetis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
My scientists tell me that following experiments studying the key to sexual attraction, oh, by the way, this is for adults only, that it is the shape of a man's face that really makes him attractive to women. Yes, really. And my team, having checked out the critical measurement, no, not that one, have concluded that Will Smith, I know him well, I call him Willie, is the most masculine celebrity and the one most likely to be attractive to women. So there are no surprises there then. Willie, oh yes, he gets top marks from women. Peter Andre comes second, no comment, and Justin Timberlake third. The key is, they tell me, the distance between eyebrows and mouth. Why not try it out with your man in bed tonight? Just get a tape measure out and watch his face.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
All this money being spent about searching for life on other planets, who needs it when you can catch a bus to town on a Saturday? Look, over there, there's a man wearing Lycra cycle shorts, a yellow waistcoat and open-toed sandals with white socks, taking his Alsatian for a walk through a shopping precinct. How many buses or car trips did it take for the Blobby family to get here? Mum and Dad must weigh 40 stone each, and they're dishing out pasties to children who look as if they auditioned for parts as beanbags at the local DFS store. Don't ask me why they're wearing jogging pants. And oh look, there's the busker. He's wearing a trilby with sunglasses, with a tired whippet for company. But its high-pitched melodies are being drowned out by the blonde couple with the fake suntans and tight trousers and S&M carrier bags, I think I got that right, who seem to be arguing about something very important. Round the corner, past a lad with acne, whose trousers are falling down, leaning on a stick with an arrow pointing to Dee's discount store. Who really knows or cares if it's pointing the right way? Well, suppose they thought of that, and Dee nips out occasionally to do spot checks. I'll share a few more town centre characters another time, but now I've got to iron my cycle shorts and my waistcoat in a moment, and of course tumble dry the Alsatian. Until next week, toodle-pip.